A house is made of wood and stone, but only love can make a home. Welcome to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, helping you make your home into one you'll love even more. Here are your hosts, Dan Hansen and Betsy Thompson, on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Now, new paint comes out all the time, and we're always a little bit skeptical. Does it live up to the hype
or not? Because the claims are so huge.
Exactly.
It's a miracle product.
Great
it's
marketing.
Magic.
Exactly. Well, we have found a paint that really does live up to the hype and gave us amazing results. We're going to tell you exactly what it is.
And also, it's Father's Day weekend, and so we wanted to spend just a little time talking about dad stuff.
Right.
And so we've got Bergman Power Equipment, mm-hmm. who's going to be in the studio with us, talking about must-have lawn tools,
right.
really cool stuff, and also Heritage Fireplace and Design Center to talk about backyard grills.
Right, and as an added bonus to all of our listeners, we're going to give you the chance to win some of those power tools that we're teaming up with Bergman to get you, but you have to stay tuned to the end of the show to find out how you can win them.
Now, before we get to the whole tell you how the contest works and how you can win dad great stuff for Father's Day and be the favorite child
hero.
In your home,
right.
before we get to that, we're in the studio with Ken Clanky from Insulex. Now, Insulex is a division of Benjamin Moore Paints, and Ken is a pool paint expert.
Thank goodness. So many in-ground pools lose their luster as the paint starts to fade, and people are often slightly intimidated by the whole process of actually painting a pool, and they think it's beyond their ability. Well, it's really not. It's really very simple.
Now, he's been in the business for over 40 years. He knows what he's talking about. That sounds like a great lead-in, doesn't it? He's been in the business for over 40 years. He knows what he's talking about. His name is Ken Clanky, and he's here with us right now. Ken, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Now, as we talked about in that intro, a lot of people with in-ground pools, it just fades out over time. And you lose that vibrancy that, you know, that's what you love. You look at all the pictures, the beautiful mm-hmm. pictures of pools. It's that bright, vivid blue, sparkling water. You know, the pool that we had at home had a lot of green water.
Oh,
and
gross.
We tried. Uh-huh. We tried. Uh-huh. But anyway, with these in-ground pools, a lot of that can be fixed with paint. That vibrancy can be brought back.
Correct.
But I know that our customers in the store, when they come in and they start working through this process, they're a little overwhelmed. They're a little intimidated by just the whole idea of this
right.
project. It seems very complicated. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that in our minds, we make it more complicated than it really needs to be. Painting a pool, really, if you follow good painting practices, is really no different than painting the inside of a house. So first off, knowing what's on there, what's on the surface,
mm-hmm.
determining what's on there, and then providing the correct surface preparation, which is sanding, cleaning. You do the same thing on the inside of a house as you would on in a pool.
So walk us through the different types of pool paint.
Okay.
And then how do we know what we've got?
Okay. You know, your epoxy pool paints are going to give you the longest life expectancy. And typically, that's going to average about 6 to 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so an epoxy pool paint may be appear to be a little more intimidating because you have to mix part
sure.
A and part B
right.
together. So it's a little more involved.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go to your rubber-based paints, and there's two types of rubber-based paints. And in Michigan, chlorinated rubber-based paint is what we'd be using. That's a one component. There's no mixing of anything. That typically gives you about 3 to 5 years of life expectancy. And then you have your water-based paints. Typically, again, they're one component, water-based, just like it says, give you really about 2 to 3 years. So determining what's on, that's what you need to find out what's on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And there's a way of going about that, and we call that a solvent test. I always start with using denatured alcohol. You get yourself a rag or some cotton swabs. You wet it out. And again, before we do that, I got to back up, we have to make sure that you have areas in the pool that are dry and clean.
Okay.
I normally start with denatured alcohol, and you do about 4 different sections in the pool. You wet your rag out. You rub it 6 to 7 times back and forth. If it's water-based paint, it will become tacky and soft. Then you know it's a water-based paint.
And if it's not water-based,
nothing will happen.
Nothing will happen.
Correct.
Then they move on to another solvent?
Yes. Then they move on to the next step, which is if it doesn't react to anything, you go to what we call xylene or xylol.
Okay.
Okay.
Same process. You put it on a rag. You wipe it back and forth 6-7 times. You know, saturate it pretty good. If it's chlorinated rubber, it will become tacky and very soft. You'll be able to tell. You could stick your finger on it. It's almost like chewing gum somewhat.
Okay.
If nothing happens then, most likely it's an epoxy.
And then you stick with the coating that you have.
Yes, that's a rule of thumb. So if you have an epoxy on there currently, you want to go back over it with an epoxy. If you have a chlorinated rubber, you want to repaint it with a chlorinated rubber. The only exception is water-based paints can go over anything. But I will say it's a give and take. It's a double-edged sword. Although you can go over anything, it's got the shortest life expectancy.
Right.
So if I was going to do it, I'd certainly want, you know, the labor I'm going to put into that, go with a better product.
You're listening to the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, and we're talking about pool paint and how it's really not as scary as a lot of people think it is. Now, we've gone over the different types of pool paint and how to determine what you currently have on there. You said the next step was cleaning the pool after you drain it, Dan.
Yeah.
And
got it,
I just
Betsy.
Want to know, you know, on walls in our homes, we usually recommend TSP and water, you know, scrub them down.
Right.
What do you use as a cleaner in a pool? Because I've seen differing things. You know, some people say, oh, you have to etch it, which to
with
me
is muriatic acid.
Right. Which seems a little weird etching through all of, you know, the coating that's currently on there. So how do you properly clean a pool?
Okay. Well, first thing, I'll make this very clear. On a pool that has an existing coating, never mm-hmm. etch. That's a misnomer. It's only for bare concrete you want to use an etching compound.
Okay.
Good to know.
Okay.
So when you have an existing pool, you want to use a good cleaner degreaser and pay special attention around the edges of the pool where people hang their feet and their legs over in the summer.
Especially mm-hmm. if you have greasy guests over or my children.
Or
right.
you.
Right. Well,
they
we're not
come by it naturally.
Uh-huh.
And your hair does look good today. And it slicked back a little bit.
It is.
Looks like. Yes.
It's just natural.
No gel required.
It just comes from me.
But again, you want to pay special attention around the edges because that's where the suntan oils and the lotions build up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't clean those real well, then you're going to have a problem when you repaint.
Okay.
And once you're done with that, you want to come back. You have to abrade the surface.
Okay. And how do we do that? I was curious about that process. What do you recommend is the best way?
The best way is getting a sanding pole with a 80 grit type sanding paper on there. And just, you don't want to take it off, but you want to lightly scuff it to dull it.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're actually doing is giving a little profile in the existing coating. So when you recoat it, it bites into it. It locks into it.
Okay.
Okay.
So once we've done that, are we ready for paint at that point?
No, then you want to rinse the pool again after you've done the sanding. Get rid of all the dust,
gotcha.
All the contaminants, rinse it down, let it dry for a day. Now you're ready to paint the pool.
Now, Ken, you're from Insulex, and you've got any number of pool products that you'd recommend.
Correct.
Walk us through an application of one of those.
First off, when you're painting, you don't want to be painting in direct sunlight.
Ever.
If possible.
I never
want
to be painting in direct sunlight.
Well, I can understand. You're very fair skinned. But, you know, obviously you can't always avoid it. But, for example, in the mornings when the sun's come up in the east, paint on the east side because it's protected. But,
mm-hmm.
Again, you try and avoid it. So when you paint, you take like a 3/8-inch roller cover. And you just roll it out like you would a typical wall in a house. The one mistake people make is they think thicker is better,
mm-hmm.
more paint is better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a misnomer. That's not good. Because
okay.
what happens is if you get too much paint on too thick of a coating and then you top coat it, what happens is you end up trapping solvents in there. And the thicker the paint, the longer the recoat windows are, the longer you have to wait to fill the pool. And people don't think about that.
Right.
Well, especially when you're painting in the sun, trying to stay out of the sun.
Correct.
But it sounds hot.
Right.
I know it would be hot. I'm going to want to be in the pool right away, but I know I've got to let it sit.
Well, most people that have outside pools, you have to wait 7 days, sunny days.
Seven sunny days.
Correct. And in your case, Dan, having an indoor pool, you'd have
I'm loaded.
To,
uh-huh.
We recommend waiting 14 days, and that's Oof. Because the lack of air movement, the lack of
right.
it drying and curing out. Now, you can put fans in to help move the solvents around, but again, we recommend 14 days.
So 14 days for an indoor pool.
Correct.
7 days for an outdoor pool.
Correct.
So, really, painting a pool is not all that bad, and if you want to paint yours, you can come to any Repcolite or Port City Paints, and we can answer all your questions, and we do sell pool paint. A lot of people don't realize that. They walk in, and they're surprised to see it sitting on our shelves, so come and check it out.
Yeah, we carry the Insulex line,
yep.
and we've got any number of different colors that we can either have on the shelf or order for you.
Five colors,
basic colors, yes. You've got your white, your royal blue, aquamarine, You've got black, and then you've got red for stripes.
Who uses black in a pool? That doesn't sound very vibrant.
Well, I beg your pardon.
It's just like jumping into a hole.
Well, that's what I think. Ken seems to have another opinion.
Well, have you ever seen Olympic pools where they have black racing stripes?
Oh, we're talking about accents.
Well, you should know. You've got one of those Olympic pools, do you not?
You can look at me and tell I don't use it. Yeah, we've got all the product at Repcolite. We can walk you through the process. We just wanted everybody out there to hear that it's not as complicated as you might think.
Or if you don't want to paint it yourself, Repcolite can certainly also help you with getting a contractor to help you out.
Right. Definitely can. We can find somebody who will probably work for swimming rights later.
Exactly.
Maybe not.
Exactly.
I'll let you work that out with them.
Yeah.
Ken, thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Now, when we come back, we're going to be in the studio with Larry Bergman from Bergman Power Equipment, talking about some must-have lawn tools that every dad needs, and we're going to tip you off to a really cool contest. That's when we come back. Stay tuned.
What if there was a paint so special that you had to seek it out? No, not like that. Not that far. Much closer. Like your neighborhood Benjamin Moore retailer. Yep, you got it. Because if finding that paint makes you and your walls beam with pride, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore. Paint like no other.
Serving all of West Michigan, Repcolite Paints is your neighborhood Benjamin Moore retailer. Learn more at repcolite.com.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, welcome back, and I'm happy to say that your dedication to this show, to listening, is about to be rewarded very, very richly.
Yes, it is.
I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. We are in the studio with Larry Bergman from Bergman Power Equipment. Larry, thanks for being here.
Hey, it's great to be here with you guys. I'm excited about Father's Day.
Yeah, so are we. So let's just start by you telling us a little bit about Bergman Power Equipment and what your role is at Bergman.
Well, Bergman Power Equipment is an outdoor power equipment dealership. We're on the west side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road out by Wilson, where that new roundabout is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We provide outdoor power equipment. Our primary brands are Simplicity, Husqvarna, and Toro. And
there's the phone. Larry's getting a phone call from a customer right now.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so what we've built our business on is customer service. We do sales and service of outdoor power equipment, but we really focus on the service side. And I know that's what we hear a lot of today is service, but we really mean it. We do all of our equipment, when we sell it, we go over it with a customer, how to use it, how to take care of it, to make that tool last as long as we can, and provide award-winning service, and we've received several awards for that service.
Oh, really? Well, because that's been our experience. Every time we've been out to your shop a couple of different times now.
Yes.
And yeah, that's been my experience, watching the interactions with your customers on top of your interactions with us.
Right.
It's been very impressive.
Yes.
Which is why we brought you here today to talk about what we want to talk about. We've teamed up with Bergman Power Equipment, Repcolite has, to make somebody's Father's Day extremely memorable. Now, we came to Bergman with an idea for a contest, because we know, like I was just saying, you guys know your stuff. We were going to first go buy a bunch of different items, and then it hit us. Let's go to somebody
Let's talk to somebody we know who knows.
Right, who knows what's going on. And we wanted three recommendations of must-have tools that should make any dad's life easier, because we thought it'd be a great thing to give away for Father's Day. Well, you had great recommendations, and you helped us put together this package that's over $600 worth of cool stuff. And I guess I want to just go through that a little bit today.
Yes. Why don't you go over these three items, why you chose them and thought that they would be what some dad is really going to want.
Sure. I mean, we wanted to pick up some tools that are really going to help dad around the home, help his job be a little bit easier.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that, you know, whenever we're mowing our lawns, there's always the flower bed or some obstacle in the lawn that the mower can't get next to. And we wanted to say, well, let's get a trimmer, a weed trimmer, grass trimmer, to make that job of trimming up that little bit of grass easier than getting down there with the shears on your hands and knees or something like that. And we picked a gas trimmer because you don't have to carry a cord around, lug a cord around through the yard. It's portable. It's a Husqvarna trimmer. Starts very, very easily. So even if you've got teenage sons that you can maybe convince to use, it makes that job even easier.
It's going to make that job even easier.
Exactly.
I have a teenage son or two.
Uh-huh, two.
That I think would be more than suited for using this.
Exactly.
Now, I've got a battery-powered, just a cheap battery-powered weed whip string trimmer. And yeah, what a pain in the neck. It'll get mostly around the yard, and then the battery dies, and it's barely spinning. It's embarrassing. Definitely like the idea of a gas trimmer. Yeah. And Husqvarna, that's a good brand.
Yes, Husqvarna is one of the top brands out there today. Very huge in the industry. They're probably one of the fastest growing brands today because of their quality and customer service they provide through their dealerships.
You're listening to the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, and we are in the studio with Larry Bergman from Bergman Power Equipment, and we're talking about the items that all of our listeners have a chance to win. We'll have to tell you about that at the end of the show, but we're going over these items. Now, you said we're giving away a string trimmer. What else?
So the next thing we picked out for a tool to help Dad around the house is a blower, a handheld blower. It's a very convenient tool. My favorite use for the handheld blower is to clean my garage.
Okay.
I don't have to get the broom out and shove. And because the blower blows all the stuff out of my garage, no matter what it's hidden behind, I can just clean the garage, blow it all out the door.
Without having to move anything.
That's
awesome.
And then if I get really excited, I'll actually go out and blow off the driveway as well.
Uh-huh. That's perfect. I like that.
And again, it's Husqvarna.
Yes, it is.
And it starts easily.
Has a good power. It's a very useful tool. And of course, we're talking about cleaning out a garage, but you can blow the grass clippings off your driveway. If you've mowed your grass and it's been a little tall or something, a little bit of extra buildup, you can go out and you can spread that around the lawn as well, rather than having to go out and rake it.
And it will even still blow leaves.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not like a backpack blower, but it's a lot more convenient.
Absolutely.
All right. And the last item that you've chosen for this package.
Well, this last item is we're trying to take away all the excuses to keeping the lawn right, you know, keeping it mowed. So the last one is a lawnmower. We've actually picked out a lawnmower. It's a variable speed front wheel drive lawnmower made by Husqvarna again. It is what we call a three-way deck so that you can bag with it, you can mulch, or you can side discharge. So no matter how you like to do your lawn, this is an excellent tool for you.
Oh, that's nice.
Variable speed. It's nice.
It is.
I like it. This was my favorite of the whole thing because
Dan wanted it for himself.
It's always nice to have, no matter how many mowers you have.
Exactly.
You know, I've got one, it works fine. But a second one?
Yeah.
I have children. We could double up on this job and crank it out really fast.
It'll be done in no time.
So those are the items that we picked. And one really cool thing. So we're going to tell you how you can win them. That's coming up at the end of the show.
Yep. So you have to stay tuned.
You're going to have plenty of time.
Yes.
To accomplish this. It's a great Father's Day gift, but it's going to end up coming a little bit late.
Right.
So just bear in mind with that. But one of the coolest things is that when you win, the winner's going to pick this up right at your shop.
Absolutely.
And why is that cool?
Why, it's cool because we're not like the box store. We don't come in and say, oh, here's your tool, take it out and put it in your car and leave. We actually go out with a customer. We go outside. We show them how to operate the machine. We show them how to start it. We talk to them about the maintenance item. We want their tool to last as long as possible. So we talk about what they need to do from a preventative maintenance perspective, what they want to do with fuels, and how to make that tool last as long as it possibly can. And, of course, we're always there after the sale. If they do have any problems, we're a full-service shop, and we can take care of any kind of repairs they need as well.
Cool. Larry from Bergman Power Equipment. How do our listeners get in touch with Bergman for any need that they might have?
Well, you can always call us on the phone at 616-453-9581. You can go to bergmanpe.com. That's bergmanpeforpowerequipment.com.
All right, Larry, thanks for taking time to be with us today.
It's been great. Thank you, guys.
You're listening to the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore, on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Rob Kakowski from Heritage Fireplace and Design Center in Grand Rapids, and he's dishing out the details if you're thinking about doing a little last-minute shopping for a backyard grill for Dad. Stick around.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
Serving all of West Michigan, Repcolite Paints is your neighborhood Benjamin Moore retailer. Learn more at repcolite.com.
If you want to take your DIY skills up a rung, the Repcolite Home Improvement Show is here to give you a boost. On News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, I'm very excited, you know, about that contest. That's just
yes,
really
you know
cool.
You can't win, right?
Having brand new yard tools is just really, really... Yes, I know I can't win. I know I can't win.
Okay, just
but still,
checking.
Having brand new yard tools, that's just really fun.
Yes.
Now, if you've just tuned in and you have no idea what I'm talking about, well, you're just going to have to wait till the end so we can tell you.
Right.
I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Now, talking about yard work is just fine, especially when we're talking about making it a little easier for Dad. But, you know, now is the time to kick back, relax, get your favorite beverage, and just hang tight. Because we're in the studio with Rob Kukowski from Heritage Fireplace and Design Center, and we're going to talk about grills, because what dad doesn't love grilling? Rob, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
Now, Rob, for people out there looking to maybe pick up a last-minute Father's Day gift for dad, or people who still need to get that grill for summer, What do we look for? You know, it's a big expense, and we don't want to do it wrong.
It's a big appliance, you know, and knowing your own personal cooking style or the person you're buying it for style is extremely important. You know, are you somebody who wants to go out there and throw two burgers on, two hot dogs on, and be done? Or do you want to light the charcoal? Do you want to do the lump charcoal? Do you want to do ribs and things like that and have the patience to do that? So knowing your fuel type and how you cook is extremely important. You know, within every different barbecue category, there's even now more specialized categories. You used to have charcoal grills, and then you had gas grills.
Mm-hmm.
Now, within each one, you've just got a dynamic selection of products out there. If you're going gas, for instance, you know, are you somebody who does maintenance? Do you want to just, you know, take care of a grill, have a grill for 20 years, put some parts into it, and keep that thing alive?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you somebody who's, you know what, I've had it for 2 or 3 years, it's disposable, and I'm done?
That right. seems to be me. I don't know if that grill was supposed to be disposable, but by the end, I've made them that way.
And as long as you know that when you're buying and making that purchase decision, you know, if you're not going to take care of something, why are you going to spend a couple $1,000s on a grill?
That's right. That's why I keep it low.
Yeah.
I always want to take care.
Right.
But it just doesn't pan out. But I suppose I'm probably buying cheap stuff, too.
Well, and even if whether you're buying cheap stuff or expensive stuff, knowing what to look for and what you're going to get out of it is extremely important. You know, you've got different types of not only fuel, but how the grill works.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at that grill when you're out shopping. What type of cooking grids does it have? Are they stainless steel? Are they porcelain enamel? Is food going to stick? How hot do I have to get this to create a good sear?
What do I want? What doesn't stick?
Well, it depends. If you want a non-stick and you don't have to worry about it, you know, you can go with a good porcelain enamel. Now, the thing with a porcelain enamel is if you're using utensils and scraping it, you're going to take that enamel off.
Yeah.
It's going to start to flake off. You're going to lose that. You're going to either A, have to replace the cooking grids, or in your case, buy a new grill. So
he's quick.
He figured me out.
And back to the type of grill. When you're taking that apart and taking a look, also look at what is between the burners and the cooking grids. That's very important. Some grills will use ceramic briquettes or ceramic flame tamers or something that will hold the temperature and hold the grease.
Mm-hmm. Now, with lava rocks?
Lava rocks, that is pretty old school. That tends to retain a little bit of grease, cause a tremendous amount of flare-ups, and can eat away at burners.
That sounds like my problem.
Yep, that's all.
Okay, so
you.
Lava rocks, let's not do those.
Yeah, lava is very porous. A lot of grills that use lava rocks now, you can replace them with ceramic briquettes, which tend to sheathe some of the grease off so you don't have as much collection and tend to prolong the life of it a little bit. But that type of product is going to give you the flare-ups. It's going to give you that true barbecue flavor. You know, if you look at something, you know, that you pick it up and you see these little heat tents or what they call flame tamers, or choose your marketing term for whatever grill it is, that's going to tend to deflect the grease off to the side. You're going to have a lot less flare-ups, so you can set it in, go inside, prepare the side dishes, come back out, and not concern yourself with flare-ups as much, but you're going to lose a little bit of that charcoal flavor. You know,
right.
If you're somebody who loves steaks and wants a really good sear, maybe you're looking at something that's going to get high heat, an infrared product, something that's going to hit 1600 degrees and really sear the outside, give you that good, nice char on the outside and really moist, juicy interior. If you're a slow cooker, you can go into charcoal or lump charcoal is the real big thing with, you know, Big Green Egg and mm-hmm. Primo smokers and all these ceramic smokers where you can really go low and slow. You know, with those, you have more options than just doing pork butt and ribs and your traditional large meats that people think about with those. They can be used to do pizzas. You want a wood fire pizza?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They got pizza stones. Good. So you can take that same smoker, throw a pizza stone on there. Now you got a wood fired pizza. I've actually baked cookies on them before.
That's awesome.
So you can get really creative with the type of grill that you purchase.
You're listening to the Repco Lite Home Improvement Show, and we're in the studio with Rob Kukowski from Heritage Fireplace and Design Center, and we're just kind of going over some of the confusion out there with grills, charcoal grills, gas grills.
Right.
There's so many different options out there. And we know it's Father's Day weekend, and maybe you've got that last-minute bustle mm-hmm. to try to find that gift.
Right.
And so Rob is kind of walking us through some of the ways to cut through the confusion out there. Now, I know that one of the things that happens, I know when we were little, Father's Day comes up, and as kids, we don't want to just have the present mom bought for dad
right.
or whatever, that she puts our name on. We want to buy something. We want to actually give something. Do you have any quick ideas, recommendations for, you know, smaller type items kids can buy?
Great ideas as far as something that, you know, mom buys a grill, kid wants to give something. How about a brush? Mm-hmm. You know, what type of brush do you want? Do you want, you know, what type of bristles do you want? Be aware of your cooking grids when you're purchasing that brush. You know, rib racks are a great idea. You can put them on gas grills. You can put them on lump charcoal grills. Basting mops. I know it sounds a little weird, but they work great as far as putting on barbecue sauce and things like that. They've got burger presses where you can actually use them. So if you want to mix your own burgers and put onions or anything in there, you can go and press those burgers out yourself. There's all sorts of great accessories. Pizza stones for gas or for mm-hmm. lump charcoal are extremely popular right now. People love to be outdoors and do those pizzas.
I didn't know you could do those pizza stones on gas.
You sure can.
Wow, I need one of those.
I need a lot of things. I am very hungry right now.
Of course.
Now, Rob, you can basically help everyone out there with the grill needs that they might have.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, at Heritage, you also cover, you carry everything from gas fireplaces to inserts to
outdoor fire pits. You know, you want a table to sit around, have flames come out of the middle of it?
Yeah,
there you go.
We need that too.
Rob's got just a ton of stuff.
We're always absolutely amazed every time we talk to him because his knowledge is so vast and his energy is just
and the
electric.
Energy. You know, definitely, if you're looking for some of these things and you don't need to pick it up this weekend, you need to check out Heritage Fireplace
and
Design
Center. Go talk to Rob.
Go talk to Rob. Like Betsy said, every time we go, every time we talk, we come away learning something new. And the thing that I like most,
yes.
the thing that I like most is that Rob is willing to give us all kinds of information, even about stuff he doesn't necessarily even carry.
Right.
Education is extremely important for
a
consumer.
That's why we like you.
Trying to get the right information. If you're looking for that, you're not looking for a typical sales guy who's going to just breeze you through whatever.
Right.
You need to go to Heritage Fireplace and Design Center.
Yep.
And if they do want to get a hold of you, Rob, how's the best way they do that?
They can either go to our website, which is www.heritagefireplace.com.
Mm-hmm.
Our link to our email is there. Or give us a call, 616-949-4466.
All right. Rob, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're listening to the Repco Lite Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore, on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Now, when we come back, we'll tell you about a brand new paint from Benjamin Moore that's almost magic. That's just around the corner, so stay tuned.
What if there was a paint where each drop was engineered to be smarter than you ever thought possible?
Announcing our summa cum laude graduates.
So when a color didn't go on evenly, it would reshuffle each pigment to reveal its truest, richest state. If a paint could realize the fullest potential of any color, is it still paint? Aura Interior from Benjamin Moore. Paint like no other.
Serving all of West Michigan, Repco Lite Paints is your neighborhood Benjamin Moore retailer. Learn more at repcolite.com.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repco Lite Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, thanks for listening all the way through. We're glad you're still here.
Yes.
And you're going to be rewarded if you stay all the way.
Yes.
Because at the very end of the show today, we're going to tell you how you can enter our contest and win almost $600 worth of really cool yard equipment for dad. Now, that's coming up at the end, so hang tight. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson.
Now, we're going to talk about paint right now. Big surprise, right?
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Repco Light Home Improvement Show.
Uh-huh.
We're going to talk about paint.
Right.
And I know paint isn't always one of those edge-of-the-seat, nail-biting topics.
Right.
But this particular product that we're going to talk about is, and here's why. I've got a house full of kids, five kids, and they're very careless.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got this entry, and every time they come in, they kick their shoes off. They kick them off. They can't just take them off. They have to kick them off.
Of course.
And I think it's all, they're looking to see how far up the wall they can get little scuff marks
going. Yeah, it's a
game. It's a game. So our wall is full of scuff marks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beat to death.
Yes.
And I can repaint that thing multiple times, and within just a couple weeks, it looks beat up again.
Right. A lot of people have that, you know, hallways, entryways, mudrooms, things like that. But also, how often do you go to the hospital to have something done? And it's
I go very regularly whenever I do a project.
Yeah, because you cut yourself.
My second stop
is the
hospital.
Needed.
Yeah.
Right. But there's a new wing that they've just opened. It's 2 weeks old. And you see all these scuff marks, you know, where the wheelchairs have bumped into it. Or a new department store, you know, an office building, anything where there's lots of people, you know, schools where there are kids doing this. Your kids are bad just in your house. Can you imagine thousands of kids?
No.
Holy smokes.
Walls take a beating. Anywhere where there's tons of traffic, you're going to have tons of wear and abuse on the walls.
Right.
Now, that's the problem, right? That's reality.
Yes.
But what if I told you that there was a product specifically designed to resist all of those scuffs and provide extreme washability?
There are lots of products out there that say that they're going to do that.
What if I told you that this one actually did and provided all these things in a way that I've never seen before? I've been doing this for a while, and I think everybody in the company at Repco Light has been surprised at how well this product does.
Right.
And its soap and water cleanup. That's what makes this incredibly unique. Now, we're in the studio right now with Dave Helmholt from Repco Light. Dave's in charge of training, and he's just back from a training session with all of our stores where he talks specifically about this product. So we thought we'd snag him and gather all the info that he's got.
Exactly.
Dave, thanks for taking time to be here with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, Dave, you just trained all of our employees on this product, but why don't you give our listeners the same introduction you gave to the employees? Because, you know, it's a little bit hard for people to get their brains around this particular product. And why don't you tell us what it is?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the product is called ScuffX. It's actually UltraSpec ScuffX from Benjamin Moore. It's a new product, and it's an entirely new product to a marketplace that needs products that don't scuff, right? You talked about some of the entryways. The product is a single component acrylic product.
So just quickly explain single component versus anything else.
Sure. So most of the products that are in the marketplace right now that are designed for anti-scuffing are industrial products meant for commercial use. And they're two component, meaning you need a part A and a part B.
You mix them at certain ratios. You have to let them sit for a certain amount of time before you use them. And then you've got to use them before another certain amount of time has gone by, or they just harden up, right?
Absolutely. They're not the most user-friendly.
Right.
The single component products that are out there are pre-catalyzed epoxies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're designed to do some of the same thing that the catalyzed do, but they don't do it quite as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes ScuffX so exciting. It is single component. No mixing, no nothing. You just pour it out of the paint can into your tray, and you're ready to rock and roll. So in the paint world, that's tremendous, right? People don't want to be messing with ratios and mixing and all the other stuff that goes along with it. With this product, they can just paint, just like you would with any other product on the market.
So you've just trained everyone on this. What are your feelings on this product? Is it really everything that it says it is?
My take is this product is absolutely phenomenal. This is one of the few products in my time in paint that has lived up to the billing. One was Aura from Benjamin Moore when it was introduced almost 10 years ago, and now it's UltraSpec ScuffX.
You're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, and we're in the studio talking about Benjamin Moore's newest paint offering, ScuffX.
Now, Dave, we've heard how good it is. We need some concrete examples. I know you've got them because when you came back from these trainings, you were pumped. I haven't seen you that excited because you were able to produce such great results. Just give us the best couple that you can think of.
Well, one of the best examples I can give is we put paint through its paces when we try new products. And people will do things to paint that we don't recommend our customers do. And one of our sales reps was at a training, Brian Stepinski, and he grabbed a staple remover after the product had only been on the wall for about 25 minutes. It was barely dry to the touch.
So you're busy talking about the product. You painted it on the wall. You're talking about it. Brian wanders off, as Brian is wont to do.
He wanders off to the wall with a staple remover, and he's going to scratch the wall. And, of course, Kevin Herman from Benjamin Moore and myself are going, no! You know, the train wreck. You can see it coming, right? You know, and he starts scraping the wall with a staple remover, and it doesn't scuff at all. Nothing.
That is crazy.
And so he goes to an existing wall that's had paint on it for a number of years, which is nice and cured out and hard, and and that scuffs. And so now our eyes are as big as saucers, and we're all excited. And so we actually adjusted our training, and all the stores, we put the product on the walls and did the same exact test after about drying for 25 minutes. Something we wouldn't recommend to anybody because it's unheard of, and it worked.
We saw it. You did that here, you know, 20 minutes after you put it on. You said, okay, come out here and look at this. And we tried it. I couldn't believe it. It was incredible.
We've got panels that Dave made where he put a competitive product that was a pre-catalyzed. So it's a one-part system, but it's pre-catalyzed. So high odor, all of those things on one half of the board. The other half is Scuff-X. And then the plan or the goal was to scuff the whole board. And what you can see is, we'll have pictures in the show notes, but the entire half, that's the competitive product, has black all over it from the scuff marks. The Scuff-X side has nothing. And if I don't know that the pictures will show this, but when we look at the boards, the side that with Scuff-X, where there's no marks, the drywall is dented in because people are using so much pressure trying to put scuffs on it, and they can't do it.
It's incredible.
We put this product through some of the most rigorous testing I've ever seen on a product, and it stood up to all of them.
We tried to make it fail.
Absolutely.
That was the whole goal, was to make this fail, and we couldn't make it fail.
We had people putting their full body weight onto these panels trying to scuff them and couldn't get the Scuff-X side to scuff. The other side would be permanently damaged and scuffed, and the other side wouldn't even have a mark on it, aside from the damage to the drywall.
Can you speak to the odor of this thing? Because usually this kind of thing, I know with the pre-catalyzed stuff, it smells awful, and no one's going to want to use it in hospitals, schools, things like that. What's the odor like?
It's great, because it's extremely low odor. And so we painted these in the stores while the stores were open. You didn't even know anybody was in there painting. So that's tremendous for people, homeowners that are painting, you know, with their families living there, or offices, hospitals. People don't tend to relocate the entire department to paint. They're painting when they get a chance. And so very low odor.
What about the price? How does this price out compared to regular paint?
This product's going to be right about in the mid-50s, depending on the sheen level that you choose.
This is such a cool product because, like Dave was saying, there are products out there that are made to resist scuffing. What we've seen is that this is better than all of them.
Right.
And those products are either two component systems. They're stinky.
Yeah.
They're expensive. They're just not easy to work with.
Right.
This is just like regular paint to work with. It performs better. It prices out very reasonably. It's accessible for homeowners, business owners, maintenance people.
Yeah.
Wherever you need walls that will hold up to whatever anybody can throw at it. I've never seen anything like it. Thousands of colors available, right?
The entire Benjamin Moore color palette, it's tinted with the Gen X colorant system.
Even
so
better.
So almost any color that you can imagine, this product will do it.
It's an amazing product. Scuff-X from Benjamin Moore, brand new. You can get it at any Repco Light or Port City Paint store. And you need to.
Yeah, we recommend it.
Definitely. I'm going to get some. I can't wait to try that flat in that entryway where the kids are kicking their shoes off.
Exactly.
Yeah, in your face, children. Dave, thanks for taking time to be here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And that's going to do it for today's Repco Light Home Improvement Show. You can find past broadcasts online at repcolight.com, so check that out.
And don't forget to like our Facebook page. We post tons of info and articles and pictures and things like that, and it's the best way to stay connected with us.
And speaking about that Facebook page, now let's talk about the contest.
Yes.
Right? Everybody's here waiting to hear about how they can win this contest. Repco Light and Bergman Power Equipment want to make this a great Father's Day for somebody out there.
Yes.
So we're giving away over $600 in lawn equipment. We talked about that already. Now let's talk about registering, which is very, very easy.
Yes. You just go to BergmanPE.com or RepcoLight.com, or you can head over to RepcoLight or Bergman's Facebook page to register.
There's a simple form on all of those those different locations with all the instructions that you need. You can enter multiple times to increase your chances. And one of the ways is to share the contest on social media and get your friends to enter. So get there, start sharing, and start entering. The contest is going to run until next Saturday, June 24, at 9 o'clock in the morning. It'll end basically when we sign off for the week. And then at that point, we're going to post the winners on our Facebook page immediately after that.
Right. So you've got one whole week. Yes, Dad's gift is going to be just a little bit late, but you're going to be the favorite child.
By a long shot.
Exactly. Remember, you can sign up at repcolite.com, bergmanpe.com, or Repcolite or Bergman's Facebook pages. It's all there online.
Now, if you have any questions at all, email us at radio@repcolite.com, or you can call Bergman Power Equipment or any Repcolite or Port City Paint store. The contest ends next weekend at 9 o'clock, June 24, at 9 in the morning. So enter now and enter often. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Remember, if you're about to lose your DIY sanity, we can help you fix that crazy.
And that scuffed wall proclaiming the winner of that shoe flinging contest that your children are always doing.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.